Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining us and Friends to Mankind, C2C with Ali. This is our week 8 summary, and it takes us from through Ontario. Ontario was definitely a week full of a fair amount of obstacles, lots of rain, which has definitely affected the Ontario population. Many farmers are losing their crops. As we've seen in Western Canada, we're seeing the forest fires and the dryness affecting many parts of Canada. The same thing is true in Eastern Canada, except in the opposite direction, where they've had massive amounts of rain, and that's flooded crops, it's rotted crops, and definitely affected the economics for them. The week was a tough week from a mileage perspective. We had high days and low days, but we were roughly riding about 160 kilometers per day, some 170 kilometers per day, and just pushing a lot of that. This brought a lot of our riders into areas where they're from. So we saw a lot of support from the community coming out to support those riders and ultimately supporting us. And it actually created an interesting perspective because those that weren't from Ontario were feeling separated, feeling lonely for their loved ones. And it is a good perspective to bring into awareness that when we're all happy and joyful, many of us out there are feeling separated, feeling lost. And that's one of the big things about poverty is that creates a separation and the haves and the have-nots. And that's, I think, a perspective when we look at poverty that we don't recognize that loneliness is a state of poverty, and you might be financially very, very, very wealthy. And that's certainly a perspective that I saw that week. And we put on a great deal of mileage and got in pretty far places, and it brought us into our nation's capital, which was a very interesting perspective because part of this ride is that we bring awareness around the First Nation, and we are celebrating Canada's 150th birthday. But the perspective of that is being muted when you look at nations that have been around for 9,600 years. We were in an island called Manitoula Island, and there was nations there, First Nations, our First Nations that were, you know, established land there for 9,600 years. So 150-year Canadian anniversary seems very muted in perspective. And so bringing that awareness that this land was founded, and not founded, that it grew with nations long, thousands of years longer than our country. And when we got into Ottawa, one of the things that we recognized too is that Ottawa is actually an unceded territory, which means that the First Nations have not agreed to give up their land, but that it was acquired. And so our nation's capital sits on land that was not not agreed upon by our First Nations to sit and settle. And but yet we hold our seat of government and our capital in it. And that is the Mohawk, one of the Mohawk nations. So I think, you know, my perspective is that, you know, this nation is a diverse nation. So is this world. And we hold ideologies or we hold specific things and we ride through this country respectfully, but realizing that our experience is just that, and that there's so many other experiences and so many things going on. And to never take a moment for granted and never step away from the fact that when you're celebrating somebody's suffering. And I think that's a real summary of week 8 is that, you know, your experience is that. And to always be conscious that you never know the story or the history or what's going on for somebody else. And to always bring kindness and awareness to all your actions and thoughts. And that's certainly the case as a cyclist that come across this country. So that's my summary for week 8. And we have a beautiful country, and it's an amazing land. And each of us, though, are honorable citizens to take care of each other. Thank you.